James, dude, that's going to ruin it for me when I think about the Founding Fathers smoking weed now. I'm like, oh, they had slaves pick all their weed.
They definitely did.
I was vibing on them now. I'm like,
somebody had.
It's a chill. It's a chill plantation.
It is.
In terms of plantations, dude, what are you growing?
George Washington?
Hemp. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Just fucking fat ass CBD. Just big buds of CBD.
If only Abraham Lincoln had learned jujitsu, he
true.
Would survive.
True.
He would have survived the assassination.
He could have survived the fall from being shot. He could have rolled.
He could have rolled
and
into
shrimped it. Away.
Gone straight to an ankle lock on the ground. Shot for the legs of Booth. Booth was dealing with a broken leg afterwards too.
Was he really?
Yeah, he jumped off the balcony. He shot him and then jumped down onto the stage.
I mean,
shattered his leg.
It's kind of.
And he's like, "You six emperor tyrannus." It was like, "What a dork."
It is funny. He said six emperor tyrannus. Was he? He was like against freeing the slaves, I guess.
No. Well, it was more of a states' rights thing.
States' rights. Yeah.
He was against. I'm sure he was obviously against freeing the slaves. He shot Lincoln.
But it was more so like, give us a better price.
He thought
for
it was straight states' rights.
Yeah. Don't tell us. Yeah. Don't tell us how much it's all gone.
Or apparently. It had something to do with like the slave trade back in the day and blah, blah, blah. But all these like younger kids will be partying on the lake and they just go under. And they'll ask their friends, like, was your friend like hammered? Like, nah, I look fine. So there's the local lore that like there's these ghosts of slaves that are just like pulling down white partiers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude. I heard about that. I was like, damn, that's so scary.
That's very scary.
Get
your ass down. Get your ass down, motherfucker.
Better work on your breaststroke.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Now, this is racist, but you'd think you'd be able to outswim. You think that's white's territory. You go, oh, we're in the water now. You've entered the white's domain.
You've had your fifth white claw. You're like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, that's a tough way to go.
Come here, boy.
A ghoul.
You're on a paddleboard. You're like, get off me.
Oh, shit.
I've been thinking about it like the draft is like a slave auction, the NBA draft. Like, that's the
yeah,
thing
that's
I've been thinking about.
That's a new take.
Is it?
No.
No, no? Oh, okay. I don't know. It
people
just looks
called
like it.
It does look like it. Yeah, it's a bunch of white dudes like literally measuring black dudes.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, wingspans. They're like, he's got big hands. Like, yeah, it's not
could
great.
You,
and then
you jump for me.
And then a bunch of agents. Their agents selling them, putting them on and be like, look, his hands are huge.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it's NFL combine's worse. Yeah. NFL really? Combine's way worse. Yeah. Now there's a lot more white guys, but there's still like. Thick, like jacked black dudes just standing in a line, like with their shirts off,
just dragging,
and just
equipment.
White dudes with clipboards, like,
It's like your Special Olympics
grabbing
shirt.
His like flab and be like, well. He won't do. If you're only wearing a cloth diaper,
true.
You can create
seven
everything.
Dudes pulling a rope can move anything in the world.
True,
there's not
only if they're in cloth diapers and sandals.
Exactly. I guess if you want the feeling of like somebody dying while on like a project of yours, it's like that's a good business.
Yeah,
like right. The stadiums and guitar. Like, you know, I mean, anyone can have anything built, but you want people to die while building it. It's like that'd be pretty cool.
You do want some
the stadiums
and
guitar? They like won the World Cup, and they're like, all right, well, we'll build 12 stadiums this year. Yeah. Everyone was like, you sure? How are you guys going to do that? I'd be like, we're cool. Got a lot of money, dude.
We got it. We're good.
They just immediately got slaves.
Nice Qatar parents.
Yeah, true.
They stuck a bunch of money
into
the soccer
I fucked
stadiums.
This up. There was something I wanted to get to with nice white parents, but you should listen to it.
So, yeah, it's them. Dude, I'm telling you, that's who it's for. It's for people who are too scared to drive through black neighborhoods without having like a borderline panic attack. They're like, you got to listen to this thing. It's about how white people are really bad at public schools by like trying to make them, you know, cool and stuff, and dude, it's
it's very interesting.
Rich white people, slave money. Like the richest one, like 0.1% have like slave money, or like selling the goods of slaves. Yeah. Like they find out their grandfather was doing that, and they feel bad, and they go like, "Hey, we're all really bad." And then you get that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah,
it's nonsense.
I really have no patience for it anymore. But
what are you gonna do? You should no. Take the arms, get physical. You should get physical about it, dude.
Yeah. Why don't you get a gun?
Yo, for real.
They have. Or I was watching videos about the old
go
Egyptians.
On.
They're
hey,
like, the
hey,
Egyptians
we're going to remain slaves even though we can go to Mars.
Yes, it's the perfect way to build an economy. It's slavery. Okay,
go ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
You think they put slaves on Mars?
Dude, why not? They just sent them up there and they all died because they can't breathe.
Well, I don't know if there's cotton on Mars. I don't know if it can grow properly.
No, they were Jews.
Their slaves were Jews.
The world
was completely in flux.
The OG
of Jews.
That has to be some weird cosmic constellation when Jews are slaves. Every 10,000 years, I think Jews become slaves.
Well, that's the rule.
I think that is like the cosmic rule. Jews were slaves. Now they're kings.
Yeah, now they're kings.
Jews are kings.
They're kings. They're true kings.
They absolutely are true kings.
What?
Monrovia.
Really?
You know why? Because of President Monroe.
They gave it to him.
Yes.
The slaves went back to Liberia.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what they did when they got there?
What?
Ate each other?
Started slavery.
Yeah.
They were like,
Billy's got a fun fact.
We learned how to do slavery.
Billy's got a fun fact.
They came back. That was like the most brutal pyramid scheme they ever had. Yo, dude, I got a.
Bill has a fun fact about slavery.
What?
Fun fact.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I can save it for the Patreon.
Okay. Sick.
All right, what is it?
Nice CTA.
First person ever buy a slave in America.
Yeah, that's not, I'm not financially affiliated with the Starship, but I did see, it was a triple vape cartridge someone sent me. I was like, if you're an absolute monster and you for some reason need three vape cartridges, there you go.
Dude, it's a Captain Picard. He has that in his
pocket. They should arrest you if they see you with that in public. The triple vape cartridge walking around.
What is that, a smoke gun?
Although, I feel like that's, you ask me how you get powers, Lemaire. You just remotely viewed slaves that existed on Mars. They don't want us knowing. That Procter & Gamble doesn't want us knowing about.
They have like a black stripe on their jerseys. Yeah.
No, it's for guys who fuck each other.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Not for the slaves who died building the stadium.
There's a Ronaldo.
No, it's for guys who
that.
Suck and fuck each other.
They got a meme with Ronaldo grabbing a dude's ass. Like,
hell yeah. So, here's where this tale of my visit to Mount Vernon takes a harrowing turn. So I a lot of slave talk on this tour.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to check out where the slaves lived.
You should have confronted them immediately about it. Like, where the please.
They took us to the kitchen, George Washington's kitchen, which had two slaves working at all times, same two, and they worked 4 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day.
Damn.
Just in a kitchen.
4 a.m. to 9 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how they got that. Well, I guess they have ledgers and shit.
Oh, yeah, they definitely knew.
And then the lady was like, and this was their refrigerator, which was just like a hole in the ground. And then they were like, and this would be, this room was basically like a modern day dishwasher. They would put their used dishes, and it was just clearly just two slaves were in there. They're like, look at this dishwasher.
Yeah.
It's like, you mean those two humans that washed your plates every day? But yeah, then I went out. I wanted to, the tour was over. Didn't say goodbye to either of them.
Yeah.
The family or the lady. It was just went about, I wanted to see the slave quarters. I wanted to see where they lived.
Mm.
Not great.
Really?
Not great. George didn't hook them up too well. But even inside the mansion, it sucked.
You need a you need a first hand account of how bad it was.
I saw.
You had the tweet ready.
Oh yeah. Not that bad.
Just get over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you saw the quarters and they're cramped.
I saw the cramped quarters and I knew.
And you're like,
maybe it might have been bad.
Yeah,
I'll give them an ounce. But there, here's where things took an ugly turn.
Okay.
A man approached from behind. I could hear the clacking of his shoes. I was by myself. I was on this totally isolated. No one's around. And I hear, how you doing there, sir? I'm not fucking kidding, dude. It was a slave reenactor.
Oh, nice.
While I'm standing looking at these old shitty bunk beds, just like thinking to myself, like, oh, this is terrible. This is so bad. And then this like 30-year-old black dude from DC is behind me. And he's like, how you doing there, massa? And I was just like, oh, massa. No, dude. And I turn around. He's like, my name's Billy Ray. I've been part of the plantation here for this long.
What if it was like a black couple looking through? Do you think he would be like, y'all better get out of here.
True. I mean, he kind of stayed in character.
Y'all the free folk?
Fuck y'all doing wearing that? Massa C, you gonna whoop your ass for that?
Yeah.
Dude, he started hitting me. He hit me.
That's crazy. Did you ask where they were? Or did you just excuse yourself and find them?
It wasn't the biggest.
Were your slave quarters?
Yeah, I was like, where are the slaves? The whole tour. They were like, shh, no talking in the house. I was like, where the fuck are the slaves? Where'd you put them?
So this guy was on his lunch break or something, and he saw, got a slave up. And went, oh, yeah, Mr. Mess. Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man, that's uncomfortable.
What would happen if you had just said, what did you just say to me, boy? Yeah, and he would,
I know.
If you had just doubled down on it and go, don't look at me. You eyeballing me.
Get back to work.
You could convince him to be like, I'm actually George Washington. It's my first day.
Yeah.
And you think they see each other, and like, you know, when George is there, I can't believe, first of all, I want my money back. Like, what? You're telling me George Washington's not in his house?
I'm here for the Georgia. You shouldn't, like, no offense. I didn't come here to see Martha Washington.
Yeah, I didn't
house,
come here to
lady.
See Martha and a fucking slave.
Yeah.
Came here to see George, dude.
Not even any relevant slave, just another. Just
no, he was a pretty relevant slave. Yeah, he was a, come on, man.
Yeah, dude, come on.
He was a very relevant slave. He was the brother of George Washington's assistant. George Washington just had a slave with him at all times.
His right
boy.
Hand.
Yeah, his bro. Oh. I didn't want to say his boy.
His bruh.
His bruh.
Okay. That's where the term bruh comes from.
Yeah, it was George Washington. They'd be like, who's this? And he'd be like, this is my bruh. I'm not going to call him that. He's my bruh.
He approached.
Dude, guy hit me with a 10 minute. Yeah. 10 minutes of just me standing back against this brick wall. Literally, the slave quarters entrance was right next to me. He just stood there and just fucking hammered me. He's like, day up till, you know, sun up, sun down. We out here working, and it's tough having kids. They take our children, like all this shit. Oh, I was just like, oh my God, dude. And then finally I was like, I gotta
my wife's pregnant.
Yeah, I gotta it's ask not, him not a question. Mine. Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of that. You gotta I had to ask him. He was like, and the general sure does love us being tidy. He's up at 6 a.m. for breakfast, all that shit. And I was like, is the general nice? Which immediately this guy was like, he was a plantation owner. Yeah. I was just like, oh, shit, dude. Like, I'm sorry.
Was he a great character?
No, he was like, well, kind of, for his answer.
Wow.
Because,
yeah.
You know, you'd imagine a slave back then, if a white man was like, is George Washington nice? He'd be like, oh, I love him.
Yeah.
But he was like, he's about, you know, I wouldn't use that word to describe any plantation owners. And I was just like, yeah, dude, obviously.
Oh, it's so
funny. I'm not trying to.
That was your quest. You were like, I'd have to know if G. Wash was nice.
Yeah, well, I was interested. I wanted to hear it.
As slave owners go.
I should have said that.
It's a tough qualifier, yeah.
Yeah.
But
like, I get the whole thing of selling your children, okay, but
yeah,
was he pleasant? Did he say good morning? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to fucking know.
This guy just had like his hat off in his hand while he's talking to you.
He had like a pilgrim hat
and
like a British military. He looked, I hate to use the word, but you ever see like a lawn jockey? That's what those things are called. Yeah. He was dressed like that.
Yeah. He was dressed like a slave.
Yeah.
Was he?
Not like slave, like a loose white blouse.
That's yeah, I was imagining stuff. Kind of, no, like it was a slave like a toga jacket, type thing.
Okay.
Like a red jacket.
He was buttoned up.
Yeah.
He was Samuel L.
He was a house.
He was. Yes,
a house
he was.
Slave.
Don't even get close to it, dude. How dude. Dare you?
Listen, this is your history, not mine. All right? All right? We were too busy.
What?
Just not owning anything. No, we didn't even own
you
that.
You guys are busy losing to the British.
Okay. All right, were you there? Did you fight?
Nah. Well, you just said it was our history. Now you want to change the rules?
Yeah, my squad set sail. So like, this shit, this is fucking tapped.
Yeah,
dude.
We're like, we're done being fucking.
Yeah, the English were like, you got to put your masks on, Ireland. My squad was like, fuck that shit, yeah. Dude. I'm out of here.
I'm going to Delaware, where shit's gonna be sick. Immediately, just killed by Indians. But yeah, that was it. And then I went to the museum part of it, which is, it was pretty cool. You walk through it and you hear how George, you hear about his life. He was like,
how'd you say bye to the guy? Were you like, well,
I was trying so, like, I mean, I gave him all the physical cues that I was done. Like, I was like, okay.
Like, but you were kind of like just like looking around going like,
I was looking really, around.
Dude,
I know.
I'm not going to rat you out if you don't want to play this character right now.
Dude, I've never, sure. And I was just looking at him being like, this is like a 30-year-old guy.
Yeah. But then if you were to be like, hey man, you don't have to do that, then it would be, you'd be uncomfortable.
You got to ride that storm.
I wonder if you showed up in costume, do you think you could breach the grounds and just be a different like character and be like, yes. I'm actually George Washington's cousin.
You definitely could. Although the other reenactors would snuss you out. They would fucking suss you out.
Really?
Definitely.
Awesome.
They'd hit you with some questions. They'd be like, what year did the manor switch to stone walls? You'd be like, 19.
Oh, dude, that'd be so funny.
But,
or just laying there and be like, oh, ah! Who's that guy? Like, I actually don't
I got
know.
The mumps.
Is General Washington here?
I send my regards from Norfolk. I got some slaves to sell. Just have an auction.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah. But yeah, the museum, you just walk through and it's facts about them and shit like that. And you literally learn about how great he was the whole time. Mm. The whole museum is a hallway of how incredible this guy was, how fortitude and his.
They would take like the prettiest boy, quote unquote, not my quote, the prettiest boy, and they'd make them, they'd be like a dancing slave for them. And they'd all, that'd be like a status of symbol to have like a hot ass young boy dance.
This is fucked up. We got to get those boys the hub.
No.
We got to get them the
They
sun.
Do need the hub.
They need the hub.
His moral character. And then at the end, they show you his teeth, his actual dentures. And then like you read it, and it's like, these were slave teeth. It's like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah, man.
It was like slave teeth and cow teeth. So his like front teeth were like long cow teeth.
Jesus.
And then human teeth attached to it on a lead denture. So he was definitely just ingesting. He had lead poisoning for sure. So George Washington was like a 6'3", definitely retarded man with slave teeth. Like,